A new trend spells trouble for cities struggling with debt across the United States: bankruptcy. In the past month, three California cities filed for bankruptcy protection, with the city of Compton likely to follow suit before it runs out of money September 1st. This string of bankrupt cities has other cash-strapped areas on high alert. These recent declarations by large municipalities raise key questions, such as what causes cities to pursue bankruptcy protection. Mark Calabria is Director of Financial Regulation Studies at the Cato Institute. He says a combination of problems has cities looking for help.
It's both a combination of spending and revenue. And of course, is the aging of the population and the baby boomers and the retirement, very, I think, real pension issues facing local government are coming home to roost a little bit too. So in a sense, it's the sort of worst case of perfect storm of post-housing bubble recession with expansion of government during that time that was beyond sustainable, rather, and a combination as well of pension fund issues, partly becoming from the demographics of the baby boomers all aging.
With an increasing number of cities facing debt, more attention is focused on the role of public pensions. Underfunded pension plans are a driving factor behind this surge of red ink. Ivan Osorio is editorial director with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He says the economy plays a role in determining the health of a pension plan.
You know, these overly generous pension promises, you know, they can be sustained while we have a fledged economy, but as soon as you have a downturn, all of a sudden these things cannot be paid for.
Bankruptcy offers cities a chance at restructuring their finances. Calabria says this is a step in pension reform.
Ultimately, this means that some of them will be renegotiated. Some of them, you certainly will likely see a reduction of benefits. You will almost certainly see increases in contributions, at least from current employees. And it's always going to depend on the financial health of the community in question.
With cities struggling to fulfill pension promises, critics of runaway costs see one group primarily responsible for this mess. Osorio says politicians are to blame.
One reason the politicians make these promises is because it's a way to reward their support from their union supporters. And what makes pensions so attractive compared to salaries is that they can make the promises, but you know the actual paying for them doesn't come due until many years later. By the time that comes around, like somebody else is in office, it's somebody else's problem.
Cities going through the bankruptcy process could use this opportunity to change the way governments are run. Calabria says citizens could pay more for fewer city services.
The things that you can certainly guarantee are some combination of increasing taxes and decreasing services. For instance, many of the obligations are coming from the school systems. So in some sense, balancing budgets for the education will be a trade-off between how many current teachers do we have versus how many pensions are we able to pay. So in some senses, what you'll see in some cities are reductions in the number of teachers in force.
Bankruptcy does not spell the end for these cities. Andrew Roth is vice president of government affairs at the Club for Growth. He says there is life after bankruptcy.
The great thing about bankruptcy is that it allows you to restructure and move on. The bankrupt cities in the past, it's not like they don't exist anymore. They've just reformulated their balance sheet and have moved on.
There are some serious drawbacks for cities that enter bankruptcy. Osorio says the process can spell trouble for a city's business climate.
For taxpayers in those cities, the effect is quite immediate. Over the long term, having these liabilities is also very harmful because it actually makes the city a lot less attractive for business. You know, you have the business environment severely damaged, so you have fewer businesses moving in and fewer jobs.
New ways are being sought to prevent city bankruptcies. Roth says people need to get involved with their local governments.
There needs to be more taxpayer involvement. A lot of these local governments are able to do a lot of things without taxpayer involvement. I think people need to realize that all governments inherently want to spend more money than they bring in tax revenue. And it's up to us as voters and as taxpayers to curtail that effort.
Americans may see additional cities declare bankruptcy as administrators continue to struggle with debt. Roth says the trend will continue unless the economy picks up.
I expect it to continue so long as we do not recover from the current recession that we're in. You're seeing problems in Europe. You're seeing problems at the national level here. You're seeing it at the state level and at the local level. If we do not grow our economy, we're just going to continue to have problems simply because we don't have the revenue or the willpower to cut spending in order to pay off these debts.
This is Adam Albrick of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.